Hello, welcome to this week's episode of Live and Win, activating the inner man through weight in action. I'm your host, Duke Spiri. Remember, this podcast is a hub for mental health awareness, motivation, purpose, and identity building, not forgetting everything in between. Stay glued. Hi, welcome to Live and Win with Dorcas, activating the inner man through weight and action. Thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, this show comes to you every Sunday at 6 p.m. This is a platform where we get to discuss mental health issues, purpose, identity building, as well as motivation. I believe each one of us to be where we are today, we might have been motivated in one way or the other. It can be directly or indirectly. Maybe you could have read a book, watched a movie, or listened to a certain song, you know, that really touched your heart and you're like, okay, I think I can do this, or I can do better than I did yesterday. So this is just a platform which is there to remind you that you can do it and you can come out of that situation. Welcome to this show once more. My name is Dr. Spiri, and before I start, as usual, I have to share with you guys how my day began. So today was Women's Day at my church. It was a day which is given to women for them to do almost all the activities of the church, to minister in different ways, and, you know, just come up with creative ways on how most issues that affect women can be brought out. I enjoyed the service today because I saw women bring out different issues that affect women in the community. You know, they talked about gender equality, they talked about gender roles, and they just like blend it in a way that, in as much as you're a woman, in as much as you're trying to, you know, make sure that everything in the home is going well, you know, the kids in school, you prepare all those meals, you make sure that the environment is clean, you do the laundry and everything, you have to remember that you are gifted in a very special way. You can go out there and become who you want to become. You shouldn't look at your gender as, you know, as a hindrance for you to do something productive in life, but it should be an inspiration that, okay, what a man can do, I can also do. And I don't know, but I find this so interesting that it was discussed in the church, because most of the times I've been on platforms where these kind of issues are issues that we talk about outside the church, but the fact that this was brought in the church and we saw how supportive the men were for this program and how much they were pledging to make sure that, you know, women are out there doing what they love, that really touched my heart, and I was super excited. So that's how my Sunday was. It was amazing, and I did learn a lot of things. So what are we talking about today on Live and Win with Doka? So today I'll be talking about multitasking. I've received a number of questions from my peers and from other young people out there to say, how do you manage to make sure that everything around you is just done perfectly? I was like, do you mean perfectly? Like, you see, like, my life seems to be perfect. You know, you work, you have school, you have an angel, this and that. I was like, you guys, perfect is not the word. Let's not say perfect, but maybe we can just say, okay, how do you manage to attend to every task, or maybe, you know, every area of your life that resonates with you? I wouldn't say perfect because it's not even close to perfect. I feel when we say we are doing something perfectly, then, you know, you begin to feel like you don't have room for improvement and you begin to work less harder. So I don't like using the word perfect when it comes to how I meet certain objectives. So today I just want to share with you how I manage to make sure that I work, I attend my evening classes, I do one or two projects in the organization that I run with my friends. So I just want to inspire someone out there to say, if you have a dream, definitely you are going to have a plan on how best you're going to work on that dream. So in the early episodes of my podcast, I did make mention to say I work, I'm a student, and I have a privilege to run an NGO with some friends. So yeah, people ask to say, okay, how do you go about all that? So to begin with, it's not easy. I know it's so inspiring to see a young lady, you know, you're in school, you're working, and you're doing other things. One thing I must say, it's not easy, it's not an easy road, but the determination and the passion that you have for the things that you want to do and what you want to achieve at the end of the day should be the driving force for you, because there are days that you just wake up and you feel like, okay, I just don't want to do this. Oh, is what I'm doing making sense at all? Or maybe I should quit on one thing or quit on everything so that I just remain with one thing. Days like that will be there. But then you have to remind yourself why you started. So I'll first start with my work. I work 5 days in a week, which is Tuesday to Saturday, from 8 hours to 16:30. And my job involves talking to adolescent girls. Yeah, it's that environment where it's in a hospital kind of setup. But I have time away from work, which is on Sundays and Mondays. So Tuesday to Saturday, it's work. But apart from work, after work, I attend evening classes, which start at 17 to 19 at times. And come home, freshen up, have my dinner, read one or two pages in my book before I sleep. It's not good at times, you know. It's not like you're reading a novel, like, okay, today I'm on chapter 4, tomorrow I'm on chapter 5, but there are times where, you know, you read something maybe yesterday, and because you had a long day at work or you're attending to some other things, you happen to forget what you read. So you go back and study it again. But then it has become part of me, and honestly speaking, I do it with passion, and I take it as a learning experience. It's always nice for me to go through my books, you know, read about all these gender theories, read about development, read about the economy, you know, the economic policies, read about how best the economy is performing in my country. And I just see it as, you know, a phase for me to just broaden my knowledge. So what I'm trying to say is, as you're achieving a goal, as you're targeting that objective that you're supposed to meet, do it in a way that, you know, it broadens the knowledge. Put it like, okay, if I read this chapter today, and then I'm going to have more knowledge about this, you know, maybe I might even develop an interest in this area, because it is through reading that you get to know what you're passionate about. Okay, I did a medical course at first, but then I wasn't really into the medical field. But as I began to read and study more about medical courses, I just developed that interest of, you know, human development, you know, wanting to see development in the health sector, wanting to see development in the social sector. So it's by reading that you get to develop your interest like that. Yeah, so basically it's work from Tuesday to Saturday in school. Then coming to the organization, we usually have 3 main projects in a year. So like from January to April, we are having one project, and from April up to August, somewhere there, we need a project. And December, as the year is closing, we also need a project. What I do it with passion, and I believe this is what I was born for. I always say it, I was born for humanity, you know. So I do it with passion, and it's not something that I do every day. It's not every day that I get a chance to speak to young people, but whenever I get that chance to go to a school and advocate or talk about human rights or talk about personal hygiene or talk about goals, I take it as an opportunity to change somebody's life. So it's always exciting when a project is around the corner, when we sit down and discuss to say, okay, guys, what project are we going to do this time? You know, we do it with passion, and of course, putting God first, we are always directed to say, okay, I think this time we should touch this area. So it has always been like that. Then the other question that I'll be responding to is, how do you make sure that you are disciplined in carrying out all your duties in your day-to-day life? Okay, so how do I make sure that I'm disciplined? First of all, I set objectives at the beginning of the week. Like today being a Sunday, when I wake up in the morning, I have to write what I want to do the whole week, which classes I'm going to attend, what courses I'm going to study, if I have an assignment, when am I going to write it, when am I supposed to submit it, do I have a date, you know, I have a social life, apart from all this school work and charity works, I also have a social life, so I have to put all that down. Okay, I'll go on a date maybe on Wednesday or Friday. Okay, and then these other times I'll do this, and I also run a mini business, so there are times where a client wants something to be delivered to them. So if I receive a call maybe in the past week, and maybe that delivery has to be made in the coming week, I have to squeeze it in my schedule. Okay, I'm knocking off from work maybe at 16, maybe I knock off a bit early, 16. Okay, 16, I can deliver this package in 30 minutes. From there, maybe I can attend my class. So what I'm trying to say is you have to plan for your day. Plan for your day, but also leave some time for unforeseen circumstances. Okay, you don't have to be too strict with yourself. Like, okay, when I'm done with work at 16, then 17 hours I have to be in school. I'm not going to attend to any other thing. There are times whereby, okay, you knock off, then maybe you're called for a meeting. So you need at least an hour in between for things that you don't expect that day, so that at least you can attend to them, minus you foregoing other things. So that's how I manage to make sure that each and every objective is met. I plan for that as the week is beginning. Yeah, then the other question that I'll answer is, do you face any challenges as you're trying to accomplish your goals? Yeah, challenges are definitely part of every journey. Every other person that we look up to, I have a lot of role models. I have a lot of people that I look up to, and I've heard it from them that challenges are just there. You can't run away from them. Yeah, there are challenges that I do face at times, and I'll be vulnerable a bit, not too much, just a bit. So at times the challenge I face is I can talk over time. You know, I work from 8 to 16:30, so at times maybe my class is at 17 and I have to rush to school. So you find that when I'm using public transport, it delays. To be precise, if I'm using a bus, you know, it's kind of a challenge. It will really delay me, unless maybe I have money to book, you know, a cab. Things have been easy now, you know, we have services like Olendo, Yango, and all these other transportation services, okay, which are quite affordable and very reliable. So in a case that maybe I don't have money to book a cab going to school, I have to use a bus, and me using a bus means I might be late for a class, I might be late for any other meeting that I have. So that's one of the challenges that I have encountered before. Yeah, and then other challenges are challenges where, you know, okay, this is a challenge, and you know, just try for other means to navigate on how best you can do something. So I hope that does answer your question. I do face challenges as well. Okay, so my next question is, how much social time do you have in a week? Okay, so talking about social time, I have friends, I have family, I have a best friend. Yeah, so I have a best friend, so I have to create time for them. At times it's even the phone call, because there are times that I'll call my mom and I have a chat with her like a 2 hours straight on the phone. You know, at times I talk to my sisters, and at times I talk to my best friend. You know, we arrange a date, you go out. So I have told myself, in as much as I'm trying to achieve any other goal in my life, I put family first. That's one thing about me, and I've always told people, I put family first. There are certain meetings that I'll cancel maybe at the last minute if I see there's need for me to attend to my family. Because in as much as we want to achieve all these objectives, family will always be there for us. Family is a foundation. Family is, it's medicine on its own. I have gone through so many dark days in my life that not money, work, or, you know, any adventure can sort out, but family was there for me. So I really do respect family. So to answer that question, in like every day, maybe 3 to 4 hours in a day, I interact with family and I just have that time for them. Hope that question is answered as well. Okay, so moving on to the next question is, when are you finishing your degree program? And what plans do you have after finishing your degree program? Okay, nice. So I'm in my third year and I'll be finishing my degree program next year. Yes, you can start the countdown, girl. We are finishing next year. Yeah, so a few months from now, I'll be in my fourth year at university and I'll be done. So my plans are basically to continue with what I'm doing. I'm passionate about working with non-government organizations. I'm passionate about humanity and community development. So it will be more of the projects that I'm doing. Maybe it will, not maybe, but let me say, I'll move from having 3 projects in a year, maybe to 5 or 6, okay, because I'll have enough time for me to attend to other things. So we are completing next year, and when I am done, we're gonna have more and more projects for the girls, for the women, and for the youth in different communities. Okay, so the other question is, what are you really passionate about when it comes to career? Okay, so when it comes to career, my career path, I'm a humanitarian. I'm born as a charity worker, yeah, but also I love to see development, precisely social development and healthy. So I did a clinical course at first and I'm doing a social science course right now, but I want to blend these two in a way that I'll be able to solve most social problems, and it's my prayer that my contribution will be, you know, it will help many people out there. So I'm passionate about change, I'm passionate about social development, I'm passionate about empowerment and just being a voice for the voiceless. So hope that does answer your question. Okay, so this one, I wanted to reserve this one to be the last one, but I'll read it out because it's the next one. So the next question is, when do you plan to settle, like having your own family, kids, marriage? Okay, so talking about marriage, I'm still in the process of you know, getting to know someone. I'm still in the process of trying to, you know, blend in with putting in somebody's future plans, goals, and trying to see if they can blend in well with me. I'm trying to work on my finances, personal growth, spiritual growth, and all that. So I wouldn't say I can settle tomorrow or next year, but I promise to say I'll announce when I'm about to settle, when I'm about to get married. I'll definitely announce to say, you guys, next year or the other year, I'll be tying the knot. For now, it's all about personal growth first. I believe the best way to be happy, if you want people to be happy when they come in your life, you have to work on yourself first. You know, there are so many wounds that people try to cover over the sake of trying to settle down. But then I believe in first you invest in yourself and make sure you're okay before you commit, because that's it's a lifelong commitment that you're making. It's not something that you just come out of it tomorrow. So that's how best I can answer that question. If not, you can you can ask me again, maybe in the next episode I'll be able to tackle more on that. Okay, so this episode is supposed to be very short because I just wanted to share how I do my day-to-day activities and how I balance work, school, and community work. So I have two last questions that I will read out and answer. So the other question is, you said you started charity works way back when you were about 18. What major projects have you embarked on? Okay, so that's the other question. And the last question is, how best can someone start doing the goals or start working on the goals that they have set? Okay, so answering the first one, I started doing charity work when I was 17. I first dealt with girls who are victims of teenage pregnancies and child marriages, and basically I was just advising them, encouraging them, and teaching them different skills that they can do and help them bring an income. For me, that is up to now like the best project I've ever embarked on, because that project didn't require so much. It didn't require much finances. It didn't require a lot of people to come on board to make it happen. It just required my time and the passion for me to do it, and it was successful. I have seen girls who, you know, when I met them at first, were all broken. You know, they were trying to nurse the wounds that society had put on them for having a child early or getting married faster. I've seen them thrive in different areas, you know, in their lives, and that's like the big thing for me. Yeah, I'm not saying any other project that I've done is not as good as that one, but I'm simply saying that that is the best because it didn't require so much, and it's always a starting point for me to tell people, you go for that project, you go for that dream that you have. It doesn't matter what you have or what you don't have right now. What matters is you have that passion and you can do it. So that does answer that question. And coming to the last question, what was it again? Oh, okay. How do you start after setting the goals? So starting is hard, but once you start, you know, you just get aligned in the process. So what you're supposed to do is find someone who's done it before. If they're open enough, you know, be friends with them, ask them questions, ask them how you can do it. And, you know, once you get that knowledge, start doing it bit by bit. You might not be experienced at all, but you having that passion, believe you me, once you begin to do something, then that's the way that things begin to work. Doors begin to open, you have more understanding, you have more knowledge about something. So once you set those goals, embark on them. It doesn't matter who is with you and who is not with you. As long as you are there, just begin that, and you'll be surprised where it's going to end. How it's going to end, rather, and what is going to yield at the end of the day. So that's what I can encourage you. So this has been Live and Renew Podcast. I just took this time to share with you how I have been multitasking and how possible it is for you to do the same. If you're someone who's working, but you know there's a certain course or career you want to pursue, go for it. You know, we all have 24 hours, but then it will take your sacrifice to say, okay, I think I won't be sleeping for 8 hours, I'll be sleeping for 6. Okay, so if I can do it, you can equally do it. And people have been telling me, I have a testimony, I have a story that I'd love to share with you. Please, my email address is now, it's open. You can search in my RSS, you know, it will show you my email address. You can send me an email, you can send me a WhatsApp message to tell me how you managed to do it as well, so that I also get encouraged, because I mean, I have a year to finish my studies, so I need that motivation. And if you have any strategies you can share with me on how best I can also manage my time, I'll be very happy to learn from you as well. Thank you so much for tuning in. This has been Live and Dream with Dorcas, activating the inner man through weight and action. God in his time making beauty out of these scars. No stressing, vana panga wene anapanga ndeke. Zuba va mayusha daily, elo sima lova, this is not a maybe. Yeah.
Here's a living guarantee. Resurrected from the grave to the most high sea. Close your eyes, dream big. Tell me what do y'all see? It's paid off on the cross. You can get it all free.